Our Lady of Peace. Live more, live inspired.
Fox News and the forecast are coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System studios of WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
Rain today, heavy at times this afternoon and evening, and localized flooding will be possible. High temperatures today around 50 degrees.
And it's 39 degrees at 5 a.m. here at the Automated Office System Studios. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
A rape charge against a Greene County teen has been dismissed.
The new Greene County Commonwealth's attorney, Wynn Consalvo, said in court on Tuesday he moved to drop the charge over procedural concerns and felt it was necessary to, quote, press the reset button on it. He wouldn't comment on whether any other charges will be refiled in juvenile court. Consalvo did say the victim and her family understand what's going on and were not opposed to it, based on my understanding.
The 17-year-old had been charged with raping a former classmate at William Monroe High School last February.
Despite multiple instances where all members of the House gallery rose to their feet in honor of parts of the President's State of the Union address, Larry Sabato from UVA's Center for Politics focuses instead on the friction between the Speaker of the House and the President both before and after the State of the Union address.
I was stunned and disgusted, because there was so much bitter partisanship and frankly, outright hatred on both sides. Well, you can't run a country that way. It's gotten to the point where you wonder how much further we can sink and stay together as a republic. And that's where we are in this country. The insults drive politics, and that's a sad situation.
The Center for Politics and the Batten School of Leadership and Public Policy will be co-sponsoring a forum called Democracies in Crisis tonight from 6 until 8 p.m. at Garrett Hall.
Champion Brewing announced it will drop its effort to build Camp Champion in Earliesville. Camp Champion was going to be a small brewery in the old Monticello Wesleyan Church building. From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 40 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
This report is sponsored by the T.J. Martell Foundation. The T.J. Martell Foundation's Music's Promise for a Cure. To learn more, visit tjmartell.org. That's tjmartell.org.
When you think of printing, this is probably the sound that comes to mind. But if you want something printed fast with great service, this is what it should sound like. Bailey Printing puts the excitement back into printing. If you've got an idea or a need for a printed project, the folks at Bailey Printing will work with you to create something festive and marketable. You should pop by Bailey Printing at 914 Harris Street in Charlottesville and check out the fun for yourself. Or find them on the web at BaileyPrintingINC.com. Bailey Printing. They'll print anything.
Except money.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. The impeachment trial is over, ending with President Trump's acquittal. But the final verdict won't come until November. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
And the consequences of it, in terms of